Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to the Midweek Takeaway. Today we're joined by Alex Stanbury and Robin Brundle of Technology Minerals. Welcome back, gents. Hope you're well.
Yeah, hi.
Just today it was announced that the company has raised £500,000 through the issuance of convertible loan note. This funding will support the company's twin track growth strategy, which involves scaling up operations at Recyclus's lithium ion battery recycling plant in Wolverhampton. But before we talk this news, it's been kind of overshadowed by an incident on site at Wolverhampton. Would you like to add some colour to this, Robin, please?
Yeah, so at 9:31 last night, we had an isolated fire at the Recyclus Liebat plant in Wolverhampton. It was a single pallet of batteries. The fire engines arrived very promptly in less than 15 minutes. They were on the scene, and the fire was contained within around 40 minutes. So, you know, from our point of view, the company's fire safety management protocols worked very successfully, and that was confirmed by the emergency services, and the plant has reopened today as normal after consultation with all the appropriate agencies. So, you know, and the fire itself, it broke out in one of our seven goods in bays, and it was contained within its own bay, which is the protocol. We have specialist fireproof concrete blocks for each bay, and obviously procedures, and that building is separate to where we do the recycling. So there's absolutely no damage to that main building for goods in, and there's no damage to any other building or plant on the site either. And more importantly, clearly whilst we had senior leadership on the premises, there was no harm to humans either, so, and to personnel. So you know, from our point of view, it was an incident. These will happen from time to time. The systems have fixed it, caught it, and here we go, onwards again, and back to business as normal this morning. We've got another group of visitors coming, about 40 people today. They're arriving imminently to have a tour. That tour is going ahead, and you know, we will be able to show them the site accordingly.
Very good. So effectively, you had a big fire drill with a fire and obviously sorted it out. So if you wanted a live test, this was it. Obviously, passed with flying colours. So that, yeah, in a way, is not a good start.
Yeah, that's very much it, Kevin. And, you know, the fire service actually brought a number of units to the site because, you know, for them, it's a very good training situation as well, because, you know, they're not able to attend many lithium scenarios like this. And it was good learning for them to see the protocols that we had in place here as well. So, yeah, you know, it's an event that would be better if it didn't happen. But nonetheless, it has tested the protocol. And very pleasingly, you know, we still got a little bit more that we want to do on this to push the boundaries further on the safety aspect. But nonetheless, the existing protocols did the job. And as I say, it's business as usual today.
And it also, I suppose, I mean, the fire engines aren't going to just rock up there and spray water on the lithium-ion batteries, because that's not going to help a great deal, is it?
So, well, absolutely not. And as you know, we've said on these podcasts before that, you know, we've got all the ISO standards and the management standards. So as soon as the fire brigade arrived on the site to support what we were doing, we were able to hand to them all of the paperwork of exactly what was in which bay within the building. Because you know, there are six other bays with batteries in. None of those other bays were affected in any way, so it was contained to a single bay with the specialist fire blocks that we've put in there. And you know, the fire service knew exactly what they were dealing with, where it was located, what the tonnages were, and what the chemistries of the batteries were as well. So you know, they were particularly pleased that they knew from the onset exactly what they were dealing with and where the problem was. These batteries had arrived with us from a third party. So, you know, they'd arrived in, not in the Liebox that we manufacture, but it's another great example really of why people should buy our Liebox, because these had been transported into us in an approved plastic container. And it would appear from the early indications that one of the batteries in the plastic container had an issue. and actually was the cause of the fire. So we've got to wait for the full report to come on that. But it wasn't helpful that the plastic container blew out effectively, and allowed the fire to catch to the rest of the pallet that it was sitting on.
Now, Robin, stop trying to sell your boxes at the same time as just go hard to pack. But it does make a lot of sense, doesn't it? I mean, a plastic box with a lithium battery, sorry, that doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. But anyway, so the reason why this podcast was going to take place anyway today was the news of what was happening with the RNS this morning, that obviously a long-term investor has invested £500,000 in a CLN 1.8p, which is going to come later this year. In 6 months, it will be transferred into shares. So do you want to talk to us a little bit about why that money was required and what's it going to be used for, Alex?
Sure, yeah, we're very, very glad to get the continued support of a long-term shareholder, and at a deal that we felt was very good for the company and showed his long-term support of what we're up to as well. The capital, well, we are hopefully now about a couple of weeks away from being able to commission the lead acid plant as well, and so we need capital to acquire front end feedstock for that, and also just final bits around getting this plant here as specced up as we'd like it to be, which I think was alluded to just now by Robin.
Yeah. Okay. So, what gives you the indication then that you're just a few weeks away from the lead acid battery plant being ready to go?
Yeah, we're in constant communication with the Environmental Agency, as per usual now, and they issued us a Schedule 5, which had a couple of very straightforward questions on it, which we responded to, and that normally gives us a timeline that we'd expect to be about 4 weeks, and I think we responded about 2 weeks ago now, so we're expecting somewhere between 2 and 4 weeks now for that to be up and running. So it's now just a case of getting the site, refreshed, ready, because it's been sitting almost mothballed, really, waiting for this event. As it's taken a little while, as you know.
Give us an idea of the financials in terms of the amount of feedstock that is able to go into the lead acid batteries, so we can have an idea of sort of turnover that's possible. Though.
Sure. I mean, what we're aiming for is 16,000 tons of lead acid batteries a year, and we'll ramp up to that, relatively quickly over the first 3 months. And obviously, all of the sales from the lead acid will go back into buying front-end feedstock.
Okay, very good. So what sort of, if you're talking about 16,000 tons a year, when it's fully going, it will be what, 13,000 tons a month or something like that?
No, it's 16,000 tons a year. So, at this point, sort of, we are focusing on getting our lithium ion plant absolutely up to full speed at 2.5 tons an hour over the next couple of weeks, because that's obviously going to be a driver of a huge amount of our business here, both on the front end for the battery supply and also the offtake. So that's until we get that license over at Tipton, which is we can then move very quickly on. At the moment, our real focus is getting this LiBAT plant up to full speed and generating cash out of that, because obviously that then feeds everything else.
Okay, and then obviously the lead acid battery is going to be an added bonus in terms of how much revenue is going to be producing. And we haven't even spoken about the mining assets, and we won't today, but good luck. I know you've got to rush off now because you're basically welcoming another 30 people on site.
We are.
And to reassure people, the site is working, the machine is working, it will be working today. There has been an incident, it has been dealt with correctly and effectively. Yes, it's been a very good test of the safety of the whole site. So yeah, let's move onwards and upwards from this.
Absolutely.
Aim it's happened, but it has happened.
Well, it was unavoidable. At some point in time, these lithium ion batteries are incredibly volatile, and our protocols, as we've said, have been put into place for a reason and have worked. And on the back of what's happened, we can review them and tighten them up even further if we feel that's necessary. But there's certain sort of areas of plant where we're planning to put in more thermal imaging anyway. So it all helps to build an incredibly safe plant.
Alex Danbury and Robin Brundle of Technology Minerals, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.